And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Welcome back. We are now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you missed the first hour of the program, don't worry. All kinds of ways and opportunities for you to hear it. It might be on one of our syndicate partners, or you might download the program from Radio 4 All. You might podcast the show on iTunes. You can go back and have a listen to that. And you can also find all the other great episodes that exist that include top 20s from previous weeks and great interviews with artists. And we take the charts every week from earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
I've been telepathically broadcasting the program as you record it every week to one person too. They get to see all the behind the scenes stuff.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, they're listening right
now.
Who
is it?
Oh, I can't say. Earshot is the National Canvassing Community Radio Report. We're published every week at that fine website, which again is earshot-online.com. Go check it out, make it your homepage, and find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus community radio stations every single week. And you can also find loads more, especially charts, reviews, interviews, so much more. Go check it out right now.
And you can get in contact with us, as I was saying, earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. We've had some great Canadian bands and artists on the show in the past, and just to recall, in the last couple of weeks, Tupperware Remix Party was on the show with us and a few others. So all kinds of great artists who are just, and they have all kinds of great music, and you may have all kinds of great music as well, and you just want to get it out and let some people listen to it. We have 30 partners, over 30 chances for people to hear this program. Send it to us. We'll do it for you. I'm pointing at Brian, but Brian is every single artist who's listening to this show right now thinking, I'm going to do that. All right, we've got the top 10 for you in this hour of the program. Stephen Karlick is back with more music news. And of course, we've got some more news about festivals that are coming up. And Brian's going to have your lowdown in this hour of the program as well. Just a little look at some of the albums that are charting below the top 20. Don't have time to play the whole top 50. So we'll give you a snapshot of that. But we're going to kick it all off right now with your number 10.
All right, they were at number 2 a couple of weeks ago, then to number 3. They're now sitting still at number 10, kicking off our second hour and the top 10. It's Siskiyou. Their latest record is called Nervous, and you're going to hear a track called Oval Window. You're also going to hear from Belle and Sebastian from number 4 to number 9, Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance on Matador Records. And you're going to hear The Power of Three and Dan Mangan and Blacksmith. They're at number 8. Their new one is called Club Meds. And we're going to close the set of music off with New Skies.
All right, here's your number 10 this week, Siskiyou, Oval Window. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I'm not well, tell. I'm not well, can tell. With all this screaming, baby, all this screaming, get it out of my head. Baby, all this screaming, baby, all this screaming. I'm in hell, I'm in hell, I'm in hell. can feel the world below my feet. And the room is spinning around me. And I can feel the world below my feet. And the room is spinning around me. And I can feel the world below my feet.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 9.
No.
with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 8.
New skies will find us. Seems the worst is behind us. Clouds once filled with rain now separate, start to make way. Gone is the gray end of thunder. Oh, the end of the summer. Eyes that once only dreamed, crippled by sleep, now opening, ready and willing.
That was New Skies by Dan Mangan and Blacksmith at number 8 from Club Meds. Before that, number 9, down from number 4, Belle and Sebastian. You heard a track from Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance called The Power of Three. And we kicked it all off with Oval Window from Siskiyou at number 10. Down from number 3 is their latest on Constellation Records called Nervous.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for tuning in for another great countdown. All kinds of great music on the charts. All kinds of great news to tell you about as well as we head back to the phone line. catch up with Stephen Karlick again in this hour of the program. Coming to us all the way from Toronto and Exclaim magazine. Exclaim.ca is where you can check out all the stories. And we're kicking things off right now with one about Wu-Tang Clan.
I live for this kind of grandiose story. So I'm sure many of you, especially rap fans, have been keeping tabs on Wu-Tang Clan's one-of-a-kind album called Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. I've previously talked about it and how it was pressed in an edition of one, and it comes in a very fancy box. And it was being bid on. People bid up to $5 million for it.
That's insane.
Now, apparently, your chances of ever hearing it just got a little slimmer. The group have launched a new microsite for the sale, and it reveals a new stipulation. Whoever buys the album won't actually own the copyright, and the buyer won't be allowed to release it commercially for 88 years. So this is a one-of-a-kind album, a one-of-a-kind sort of piece of art. The microsite is locked except to those who are members of Paddle 8, an online community, but the splash page reveals that the album consists of 31 tracks, features 9 band members, and was made over the course of 6 years. The producer, Silver Rings, explained to Forbes that, quote, after 88 years, the copyright, which includes public and commercial rights, automatically transfers to the owner of the work. However, it will still be his or her choice at that point to release it or not release it. So Wu-Tang had previously discussed sending the album out on tour to art spaces where people could hear it. Whether or not this takes place will be in the hands of the buyer. They had the option of sharing the music for free. But RZA has said now that this is unlikely to happen given how much money is at stake. And he said this about it. When you buy a painting or a sculpture, you're buying that piece rather than the right to replicate it. Owning a Picasso doesn't mean you can sell prints or reproductions, but that you're the sole owner of a unique original. That's what Once Upon a Time in Shaolin is. It's a unique original rather than a master copy of an album. So, it all seems kind of insane, but at the same time, you can imagine what he's talking about there. It's supposed to be a unique piece of art that you can hear in your home, but it would have an agreement that for 88 years, that can't be shared with the general public. Backup copies of the album have apparently been destroyed. The only copy is in a vault in the Royal Mansour Hotel in Marrakesh, Morocco, and the buyer of the album will get a 174-page leather-bound book with the album liner notes.
Oh my God, like, are they even going to be able to listen to it? 88 years, that's a long time. Like, that's almost, if I bought that now, it would likely be my children that would take ownership of that. I probably would never experience it.
Probably not. And they would hear it at a pretty old age too. Like, they wouldn't be kids anymore. But I mean, it's sort of, well, sorry, that's incorrect. You would be able to hear it, but you couldn't play it publicly. So it would be the same as if you had a piece of artwork hanging in your house, you could have a friend over to see it, but you couldn't have people pay to come and see it. You couldn't open it like a gallery or something.
I'm having visions of pulling a Homer Simpson and charging people, but doing it backhandedly so I don't have to abide or answer to the law or something. But
yeah.
Well, that's an interesting one. If you're really in love with the Wu-Tang Clan, though, I guess you'll wait the 88 years, or you'll at least pay the money so that you can be the sole listener to the album.
More than $5 million. That's it.
That's everybody's got it in their bank.
Yeah.
So we'll move on and chat a little bit about Saskatchewan's Gateway Festival, who's unveiled the lineup. It's so crazy that this time of year, but it makes sense because it's starting to get warmer and the sun will come out and soon the snow will melt and fields will be available. Lots of outdoor venues for festivals just like this.
Yeah. Only 3 months to go until June. And with that, there's been, of course, like you said, a lot of festival announcements. Gateway Festival is happening July 24th and 25th in Bengao, Saskatchewan, and they've just announced their 2015 lineup, including the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Joel Plaskett and the Emergency, and the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer as the year's headliners. Other confirmed performers include the Kaprinka Brothers, Coldest Night of the Year, Extroverts, Wolf Willow, Coulter Wall, Orphan Mothers, and more artists to be announced in the coming months as well. The performances will happen on 3 stages, while workshops, children's activities, and other events are also scheduled throughout the weekend. That, like I said, is July 24th and 25th. Ticketing information available at Exclaim and also at the official website for the festival.
Awesome. Well, keep your eyes out for that and make sure you check out Exclaim. One more story before we cut to your song pick this week, Stephen, and that is some more news coming in. Canadian Music Week adding some more artists to the dock.
Yep. Canadian Music Week will hit Toronto from May 1st to 10th. It's celebrating its 33rd year in 2015. And organizers recently announced the initial lineup, but the second wave has now come, and it features a lot of first wave talent, including rapper Joey Badass, Swerve Driver, Lucky X, The Psychedelic Furs, Death Cab for Cutie, Leon Bridges, and more. That includes Canadians like Metz, like Richa Coyne, like Single Mothers, and the Flatliners, tons more. Of course, in the first round, they announced Jesus and Mary Chain, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Fiddlar, Faith No More, and a ton of others. So shaping up nicely. So that'll hit Toronto from May 1st to 10th. You can see the full lineup at exclaim.ca, and you can get wristbands, individual tickets, and full schedules now for CMW. So if you're interested, it might be time to get on that.
There's just so much to do this summer that there's no reason to complain that you don't have anything to do. Just get on one of these festivals. It's that easy.
Yep.
All right, Stephen, thanks very much again for joining us for another week and bringing us great music news from Exclaim. And we're going to turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. My song pick of the week is by a Montreal band that have been touring, that have been playing a lot of shows recently, smaller shows around Toronto and Montreal. They're called Seoul. That's spelled like the Korean city of the same name. They have an album coming out called Become a Shade. And the first single from it is called The Line. They released it in the past 2 weeks. It's a fun little synth-pop banger, perfect for your upcoming dance party. It's called The Line, and you're going to hear it right now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a track from Sleater-Kinney called Price Tag. Their new album is called No Cities to Love, and it's at number 6, up for number 9. At number 7, up for number 11, we talked to Samantha Savage-Smith recently, and her new record is called Fine Lines. You just heard a track from her called Kids in the Basement. And, of course, we had a chat with Stephen Karlick again this week from Exclaim, and you heard a track called The Line by Soul.
Yeah, good stuff in there, and Stephen always bringing us some unique picks. And I've noticed that sometimes, like, Stephen's always good with his picks, but sometimes he's even really good at picking artists that then find their way onto the charts, and I don't know how he does it. I feel like he's in cahoots with Magnus, so I'm gonna do some investigating there. Are you laughing because I said cahoots? Is that the...
Just the whole thing.
The whole thing. Hey, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to make you laugh. If I make you laugh, you let me know. Add me on Facebook. It sounds like I'm desperate for friends. The first hour, I told people to call me. The second hour, I'm telling people
I'm at home alone.
Facebook. Yeah, just give me a call. All right, we've got some more tracks to bring you, and coming up in a few minutes, Brian is going to have the lowdown for you as well. But first, we've got your number five.
You're going to hear from Father John Misty. His latest is called I Love You, Honey Bear. It's at number five, up one spot. You're going to hear a track called I Went to the Store One Day, and then inaugural Temple Pulse from Freak Heat Waves at number four. Up for number seven is their latest, Bonnie's State of Mind.
We met in a parking lot, was buying coffee and cigarettes, firewood and bad wine long since gone. But I'm still drunk and hot, wide awake, breathing hard. And now in just 1 year's time, I've become jealous, rail thin, prone to paranoia when I'm stoned. This isn't true love, someone ought to put me in a home. Say, do you wanna get married? Put an end to our endless progressive tendency to scorn. Provincial concepts like your dowry and your daddy's farm. For love to find us of all people, I never thought it'd be so simple. Let's buy a plantation house and let the yard grow wild till we don't need the signs that say keep out. I've got some money left and it's cheaper in the South. I need someone I can trust to protect me from my seven daughters when my body says enough. Don't let me die in a hospital. I'll save the big one for the last time we make love. Insert here sentiment, re our golden years. All 'cause I went to the store one day. I've seen you around. What's your name?
Earshot 20. Number 4. We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Freak Heat Waves' inaugural Temple Pulse. Is the name of that track at number 4. Up for number 7, and their latest is called Bonnie's State of Mind. And number 5 up one spot was Father John Misty, I Love You Honey Bear, with the song I Went to the Store One Day.
I love you too, Honey Bear. Oh, wait, that was the name of the album, wasn't it?
Yep.
I entertain myself, if anything. I don't care about you. I entertain myself. We've got 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. But before we do that, we are going to get to the segment I was talking about a little bit earlier in the show. It is a look at some of the albums that are charting below the top 20, but have the potential to make it up into this program. Of course, we take the top 20 from the national top 50. This is a look at everything below that 20 mark, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
There's 8 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the Lowdown this week with the second album from synth-pop duo Purity Ring, Another Eternity, coming in at number 49. Up next at number 44 is Towers 2, the latest release from the Hamilton-based hip-hop-influenced electronic musician Towers, which is stylized TTWWRRSS. Almost ungoogleable if you didn't know, so go check that out. Toronto-based duo Brave Shores released their self-titled EP in October and hits the charts at number 40. Fooled You Twice is a second solo release from the former lead man for the Carnations and Small Sins, Thomas Darcy, and it cracks the charts at number 37. Up next at 36 is the Yelwins, who have unleashed more pop rock into the world with Play for Keeps. Young, Old, Everything in Between is a debut album from Montrealer Elliot Maginot, and it comes in at number 30. At number 23, Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Kill have collaborated on the album Sour Soul, which combines the efforts of the Canadian jazz instrumental hip-hop trio and Wu-Tang Clan member. And closing out the Lowdown this week at number 21 is The Tempest of Old, the new album from Gabrielle Papillon.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. There you go. A look at what's new on the charts below the top 20. Look for some of that to hit the top 20 as we move forward in the coming weeks. Still all kinds of great new stuff that's being released. And it is, it's getting into the summer, so it means probably some new albums will be hitting the charts and also coming your way to get you into the summer mood and then take you through the summer for all those bonfires and barbecues and everything. Just sorry, I was having visions of summer and it was so good. It was just good. All right, we've got 3 more tracks and we're going to kick it all off with your number 3.
Don't go anywhere. Here is White Horse from the record Leave No Bridge Unburned. It's You Get Older.
Someone's that he forgot. Oh, you get cold.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Empire's crumbling, Darth needs work. BK is hiring night managers. Darth brings his resume and he uses the Force. He is a shoo-in, he can't be ignored. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Jar Jar Binks comes in on Whopper Wednesday, and then he disappears. Next thing you know, a couple weeks later, a special on the Big Fish sandwich appears. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Luke comes in whining, I want breakfast, but it is 10:33. Darth stares at him, says, you want a Whopper? Luke says, don't try that Jedi stuff with me. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Teenagers come in and order water, fill their water cups up with soda pop. Darth feels a disturbance in the Force. Next thing the teenagers know, their breath gets cut off. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to respect the seltzer pop machine. BK has got a new king now. Janice calls in sick for her shift. Darth Vader is super suspicious. She's partying down at the kegger. Next thing she know, Boba Fett shows up to get her. BK has got a new king now. Darth Vader, he will teach those teenagers how to cook a Whopper Jr. BK has got a new king now. Oh, 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 BK has got a Sith Lord now.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
They're at number one again this week. It's Viet Cong and their new self-titled record. And you heard a track called Bunker Buster. Before that, BK Has a New King by B.A. Johnston. At number two, up for number five, is his latest on Mammoth Cave, Shit Sucks. And at number three, down one spot's White Horse with Leave No Bridge Unburned. And we started off with the track You Get Older.
I'm going to assume the BK he's referring to is Burger King.
Well, Anthony, that is an apt observation.
I'm probably right. That does it for another countdown. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Head on over there, check out the site. Really cool stuff for you. We record and broadcast every week, and we broadcast first on local 107.3 FM, St. John's campus and community radio station from 5 to 7 Atlantic time on Fridays. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can check us out also on radioforall.net for download, and you can podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in. Come back next week, brand new countdown for you, and all kinds more. Stick around, there's more great programming on the way right now on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.